News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from St. Joseph and Michigan Lutheran. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around southwestern Michigan. Our program is brought to you from the Mitsubishi Community Showroom at Signature Automotive Group on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors. Realtors do make the difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop on M13. 39, lower prices under your car, and the Cook Nuclear Plant. First, let's meet the teams from St. Joseph. Your name and the grade that you're in.
Hi, my name is Ryan, and I'm in 10th grade.
Ryan, junior.
Hudson, I'm a junior as well.
Cameron Haynes, sophomore.
And who's the captain tonight?
I'm captain.
Ryan, and your coach?
Mr. Adder.
And from Michigan Lutheran?
I am Matthew, and I'm a junior at Michigan Lutheran.
I'm Katie Rutovich, and I'm a sophomore at Michigan Lutheran.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, and I'm a senior.
Nathan Brown, junior.
And who's the captain tonight?
I'm the captain, Katie.
Katie's the captain, and who's your coach?
Miss Hannah Zoppel.
Well, here's the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm your scorekeeper and judge, and today, Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm fine.
That's how I feel. So sleepy. Well, we just want to make sure that everybody remembers that on March 11th, here at Signature Automotive Group, and Signature will be hosting the React 360 Distracted Driving Simulator. So teams, make sure that you guys come out and check it out. It's going to be between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., and the first 250 people here will have a chance to take in the simulator, be able to test out the simulator. If you haven't done it before, make sure that you do it. It's going to be a really cool thing that they're going to do here.
It's eye-opening is what it is.
Yes, it is. Michigan Lutheran, St. Joseph, are you ready for Academic Challenge?
Yep. Yes.
All right. Let's start an Academic Challenge between Michigan Lutheran and St. Joseph. Your time is going to start once Bill reads that first question.
For 5 points, Edmund Halley was the first scientist to apply whose law of gravity to solve it?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Newton.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, what caused Elvis Presley's income to sink to $78 a month from $100,000 a month?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
His opium addiction.
I'm sorry?
His drug addiction.
Incorrect.
St. Joseph, 5 seconds. Time.
Military service. For 15 points, name the Canadian theorist and educator of the 1960s who used the phrase global village to describe a world linked by television.
Matthew from Michigan Lutheran.
John Brown.
Incorrect.
St. Joseph, 5 seconds. Time.
Marshall McLuhan. For 20 points, some say programs contain too many questions about pop culture. Others say programs pose an overabundance of academically orientated questions. But what artist ridiculed American middle class values by erasing the distinction between popular and high culture?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Rockwall.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran, 5 seconds. Time.
Andy Warhol. For 10 points, human cells, other than sex cells, reproduce through a process called what?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
Mitosis.
That's correct for 10 points. For 10 points, this Republican presidential candidate is the only one in history to have lost 2 presidential elections. He lost to Franklin Roosevelt and to Harry Truman. Name him.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Thomas Dewey.
That's correct for 10 points. For 15 points, it happens when the supply of a commodity greatly exceeds demands and the price plummets.
Matthew from Michigan Lutheran.
Is that a surplus?
Incorrect. What four-letter word am I looking for?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Glut.
That's correct for 15 points. For 20 points, when Edward VIII of England suggested that he and divorcee Wallace Simpson have a morganatic marriage, what did he mean?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Wasn't permitted.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran. Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
A political marriage.
Incorrect. The proposal was that he would remain king, but Wallace Simpson would not be the queen. For 20 points, Richard Strauss wrote a tone poem about what legendary lover?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Don Juan.
That's correct for 20 points. For 5 points, what sport was Irma Bombeck referring to when she said, "I do not participate in any sport with an ambulance at the bottom of a hill"?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Skiing.
That's correct for 5 points. She's pretty smart. For 15 points, during World War II, Charles de Gaulle led a resistance movement that opposed the Nazis and the Nazi-supported French government. What was the name of this movement?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
The French Resistance.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran.
The Free French. For 5 points, a logic bomb is a saboteur's tool designed to destroy or rearrange information stored in what device?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
A computer.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, what event marked the climax of the Winds of War?
Time.
The attack on Pearl Harbor. For 20 points, what shipwrecked explorer, captured by the Indians in the southern United States, first spread the notion of the seven cities of gold?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Ponce de Leon.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran. Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
The Santa Maria.
Incorrect. It was Cabeza de Vaca. For 5 points, if I mentioned Cape Cod, Greek Revival, Dutch Colonial, Victorian, Split Level, Bungalow, A-Frame, and Adobe.
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Types of houses.
That's correct for 5 points. A math question for 10 points. Let's go. Take the square root of 4 over 25, subtract the square root of 1 over 9. What's the difference?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
1/15.
That's correct for 10 points. For 10 points, this medical term denotes a severe injury and the resulting after effects. By extension, the word also indicates the after effects of an emotional upheaval.
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Trauma.
That's correct for 10 points. For 5 points, who was the King of England during Shakespeare's last 13 years of life?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
James I.
That's correct for 5 points. For 15 points, what Ambrose Bierce story takes place in that brief moment between life and death?
Ryan from Michigan Lutheran.
Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge.
That is correct for 15 points. For 5 points, what do each of the following sites have in common from a wartime point of view? Colonnade of Congress in Brussels, Belgium. Victor Emmanuel Monument in Rome, Italy. The Westminster Abbey in London, England, the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, France, and the Arlington National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia. What do they have in common?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
They're just cemeteries for the troops of the nations.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran. Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
They all have to do with some sort of a war.
Incorrect. Every one of those are burial sites of the unknown soldier. For 15 points, do you remember the term coined by Franklin Delano Roosevelt to describe the average American?
We're under a minute. Katie from Michigan Lutheran?
We have nothing to fear but fear itself.
Incorrect.
St. Joseph, 5 seconds. Time.
The Forgotten Man. For 10 points, what is another name for powdered sugar?
Matthew from Michigan Lutheran.
Is that confectioner's powder?
That's correct for 10 points.
Final question.
For 20 points, name any one of the three categories into which scientists classify meteorites.
Time.
It was either stone, stony iron, or iron.
Well, that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is St. Joe 100, Michigan Lutheran 25. Now on to the 62nd round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. Michigan Lutheran, you're trailing at the moment, so you have the first choice of these categories, which are variety, brain game, math. What's your choice, Michigan Lutheran?
Variety.
Variety. There's no setup for these, so your time will start once Mr. Klein reads the first question.
The International Boy Scout Assembly, held every 4 years, is called what?
Pass.
What is the name for an ancient book in the form of a rolled manuscript?
Scroll.
Correct. What does the contraction o'clock mean?
The over the clock.
Incorrect. Identify the uncontrollable urge of a pyromaniac.
To burn things?
Correct. What object of clothing is considered to be Italy's shape?
Boot.
Correct. What nation borders both Jordan and Yemen?
Israel.
Incorrect. Name the fairy in the form of a little man who can reveal a buried crock of gold to anyone who catches him.
A leprechaun.
Correct. What is the names of the seed pods of cotton?
Need an answer?
Burrs.
Incorrect.
It's time. Michigan Lutheran, you answered 4 questions for a total of 40 points. Now, St. Joseph, you have 6 unanswered questions for a total of 60 extra points that you guys can pick up. Your time will start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
The International Boy Scout Assembly, held every 4 years, is called what?
National Jamboree.
That's correct. What does the contraction o'clock mean?
On the clock.
Yes, that's correct. It could be according to or on the clock. What nation borders both Jordan and Yemen?
Saudi Arabia.
Correct. What is the name of the seed pods of cotton?
Bulls.
Correct. What is the sum total in English of the German zwei and the French deux?
Eight. Five and two. Wait, seven.
Incorrect. It's 4. 2 plus 2. What region in northeastern China is noted for its rich mineral resources?
Manchuria.
St. Joseph, you answered 5 questions for a total of 50 points. Now it's your turn to choose from the remaining categories of brain game or math.
We're going with math.
Well, math it is. There's no setup on math, so your time will start once Bill reads the first question.
What is the difference between the supplement of an angle and its complement?
The supplement is like it, what it adds to give 180 degrees, and the complement is for 90 degrees.
That is correct. What is 13% of 13?
Pass.
Multiply a septet by a quartet, then divide by an octet, and give me your answer.
Pass.
What is 5 to the 5th power?
7,125.
Incorrect. What do we call an equation that states two ratios are equal?
Proportion.
Proportion.
Correct. Factor the expression c squared minus 25.
C plus 5 and c minus 5.
That's correct. Simplify the square root of 240.
Time. Go ahead, if you have an answer.
4 times the square root of 25. 15.
What is your answer?
4 times the square root of 15.
That is correct.
St. Joseph, that you answered 4 questions for a total of 40 points. Michigan Lutheran, there's 6 questions out there for a possible extra 60 points. Your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
What is 13% of 13?
1.69.
That's correct. Multiply a septet by a quartet, then divide by an octet, and give me your answer.
Pass.
What is 5 to the 5th power?
38,115.
Incorrect. It's 3,125. What is 3% of 150?
Pass.
How many yards are there in 1,188 inches?
A pass.
What is the probability of rolling the same number on each of 3 6-sided dice?
1 in 260.
Incorrect. That was 1 to 36. The mini yards in the inches was 33, and 3% of 150 is 4.5, and the 5 to the 5th power is 3,125, and I think everything else. Oh, the septet quartet was 3.5.
Michigan Lutheran, you answered one question for a total of 10 points. That ends our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is St. Joseph 190, Michigan Lutheran 70. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from St. Joseph, Ryan, what's happening at St. Joe?
Greetings from St. Joe. We're transitioning from winter sports season into spring sports, with boys swimming, boys and girls basketball finishing, and in track and boys golf starting near the end of the month. St. Joe High is also looking forward to hosting the World Series trophy next Monday. We would like to thank Signature Toyota and all the other sponsors that made this match possible.
And Michigan Lutheran, Nathan, what's happening at Michigan Lutheran?
Well, at Michigan Lutheran, not a lot has happened in the past few weeks, but a lot is going on in the next 2 days. Tomorrow, starting at 6, is a dinner and silent auction to start off our Winterfest celebration. Following that, on Friday after the dinner, starting at 7, we introduce all the sports teams and alumni from ML. Then, starting on Saturday at 4, boys and girls junior varsity basketball have games. Boys are playing at Grace Lutheran, and the girls are at ML. The girls varsity follows the junior varsity girls at 6:30, and the boys varsity follows them. And at the start of the boys varsity game, the silent auction, which starts at 6, will be ending. Also, baseball season has started at ML. We had our first practice this Sunday, so that's very happy. And we'd like to thank Signature Toyota and all the sponsors and all our coaches at ML that let us have this team. Thank you.
Well, there's no substitutions on either team. Let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge between St. Joseph and Michigan Lutheran. Your time is going to start once Bill reads the first question.
It's ecology is the relationship between organisms and their environment. Biosphere is an area on Earth where life is possible. What term refers to an environment in which living and non-living things interact?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Ecosystem.
That's correct for 20 points. For 10 points, Arthur Rubinstein was known as a famous concert pianist. For what was Helena Rubinstein known?
Ryan from Michigan Lutheran.
Violin.
Incorrect.
Time.
She's the founder and head of a famous cosmetics company. For 15 points, how is man distinguished from all other animals according to Genesis 1:27?
Matthew from Michigan Lutheran.
He is the crown of God's creation.
Incorrect.
Hudson from St. Joseph.
He's made in the image of God.
That's correct for 15 points. For 20 points, what ancient Roman author asserted that, quote, there is no such thing as pure pleasure. Some anxiety always goes with it, end quote.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Ovid.
That's correct for 20 points. For 20 points, it honors the man who did no deeds of heroism on the battlefield, but shared the labors, sorrows, and hopes of those who strove for victory. Name the composer of the 1942 piece, Fanfare for the Common Man.
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Aaron Copland.
That's correct for 20 points. For 15 points, in what city is the oldest campus of the University of California?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Berkeley.
That's correct for 15 points. For 5 points, what did Robert Frost say good fences make?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Good neighbors.
That's correct for 5 points. For 20 points, doctors take the Hippocratic Oath. What do nurses take?
Time.
The Florence Nightingale Pledge. And lawyers take both of them to court. For 20 points, Daniel Webster ended his second reply to Hain with a famous quotation. What was it?
Time?
Liberty and union, now and forever, one and inseparable. For 15 points, this aquatic mammal has webbed feet or flippers. The major difference between it and the fur seal is the texture of the underfur. Name the mammal. Ryan from St. Joseph.
Sea lion.
That's correct for 15 points. For 10 points, define and spell superfluous.
Hudson from St. Joseph.
It means over and abounding, and it's S-U-P-E-R-F-L-U-O-U-S.
That's correct on both definition and spelling. That's 10 points. For 15 points, Julian Assange, founder of WikiLeaks, lives where?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
The Ecuadorian embassy in London.
That is correct for 15 points. For 10 points, what former vice president joined Hillary Clinton's campaign efforts and laid out the environmental stakes?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Al Gore.
That's correct for 10 points. For 20 points, what meat processing company, the largest based in the United States, has become the first major meat company to invest in an alternative meat manufacturer?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Tyson.
That's correct for 20 points. For 5 points, what two major soda companies have been likened to tobacco and alcohol companies due to their consistent backing of health organizations and lobbying against health legislation?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Coca-Cola and PepsiCo.
That's correct for 5 points. For 20 points, what is the name of Facebook's newly unveiled project, an enterprise version of the social media website to support chat and collaboration in the business world?
Matthew from Michigan Lutheran.
Would it be Facebook Live?
Incorrect.
St. Joseph? Time.
Workplace. For 10 points, what Atlantic City casino hotel owned by Donald Trump has ceased operations after losing?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Taj Mahal Casino.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, President Obama took executive action making it legal to bring unlimited quantities of what Cuban product into the United States?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Cigars.
That is correct for 10 points. We would also have accepted rum. For 10 points, what record did the late King Bhumibol Adulyadej of Thailand hold? What record did he hold?
Ryan from St. Joe.
He was the longest serving monarch.
That is correct for 10 points. I mean, I don't know, you're not getting pronounced. For 15 points, scientists now say we have about 2 trillion more of what than we thought we had.
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Cells.
Incorrect.
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Stars.
More specific.
Stars that might contain planets with life. That might.
No, we're going to have to say that one. That one. The answer is galaxies in the universe, not stars. For 5 points, what time is it in Washington, D.C., if it's 3 p.m. in Denver, Colorado?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
5 p.m.
That's correct for 5 points. For 15 points, seafarers fear what two North Carolina capes?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Cape Hatteras and Cape Canaveral.
Incorrect.
It's in Florida. I
know. Michigan Lutheran. Time.
Cape Hatteras.
And we're under a minute.
Cape Hatteras is correct. The other one was Cape Fear. For 10 points, what ocean makes up almost half of Canada's coastline?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Atlantic.
Incorrect.
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Pacific.
Incorrect. It's the Arctic Ocean. For 20 points, who said, "Whither thou goest, I will go"? And
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Ruth.
That's correct for 20 points. For 15 points, a wave that is repeated at regular intervals is called a periodic wave.
Ryan from St. Joseph. And this is the last question.
Making no answer.
What do we call a wave that consists of a single disturbance never repeated at a given place?
Michigan Lutheran. Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
A tsunami.
Incorrect. Maybe a bigger one. It's a shock. Okay.
Well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's academic challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winner by a score of 410 to 85 is the team from St. Joseph. Congratulations, St. Joseph.
Good job. Third game in a row that you guys are top 400. That's amazing.
Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Mitsubishi Community Showroom at Signature Automotive Group on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors. Realtors do make the difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop on M139, lower prices under your car, and the Cook Nuclear Plant.
When we power life's possibilities.
Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at the same time as Bridgman and South Haven go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.